Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Really excited to help facilitate this global press conference for The Prom. It was a Broadway show that I loved. It's a movie I love. Just to orient us here, and we're going to get to the press, your questions in a couple of minutes. But the Prom is a story about a young woman who wants to take her girlfriend to a school dance, and a bunch of extremely humble and sincere Broadway stars decide to go help her when the school board refuses to let her take her girlfriend to the dance. The New York Times said it is a musical that makes you believe in musical comedy again, and the adaptation is really, really fun. The director and the stars are here with us today, and I'm going to bring them in one at a time. Let's start with director and producer Ryan Murphy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ryan. Next, we have the great discovery from this movie, Ariana DeBose.
Hello, everyone.
Another great discovery, Joellen Pellman.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Joellen.
Hi.
Next, we have former star of another hilarious musical, The Book of Mormon, Andrew Rannells.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Andrew. Next, and you're going to be amazed at how well he can sing, I was, Keegan-Michael Key.
Hello, everybody.
We also have Kerry Washington.
Hi, guys. Hey.
We didn't know that she was going to be here, and it's not often you wake up and you hear, oh, you're going to be seeing Nicole Kidman today, but Nicole Kidman. It was a thrill. Next, we have James Corden.
This is too much pressure, getting your hello right. I didn't enjoy watching everyone else's hellos. It's freaked me out, but hi.
And ladies and gentlemen, Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
She did it.
Meryl, unmute.
Meryl, unmute, sweetie.
She might be muted.
Yes,
Meryl. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Whatever if I were mute, though.
There you go. Ryan, before we get to the audience questions, I want to start with you just to orient us. Tell us when you saw the show on Broadway and what made you want to make this right now.
I saw The Prom on Broadway. It was I remember it very vividly. It was a very snowy night in January of 2019. And I went just as a fan. I was invited and I wanted to see it. And, you know, I was feeling in my life, as many of us were, a little dark at the time. So I walked into the musical, not really, I knew what it was vaguely, but I had the experience when it was playing that, you know, I saw families in the audience. I saw people laughing and crying and having a very big experience, which I ultimately had. And the thing that was interesting to me is the heroine is from Indiana, where she is denied going to her prom. And halfway through the musical, I realized that was my experience. I'm from Indiana. And I was not allowed to go to my prom. So it became a very personal thing for me. And, you know, I just thought it had so much joy and optimism, and it was about something, and yet it was also just fun. And I walked out of there and I had dinner with the producer, and we were friends and we were just talking. And I said, I really think I want to make this a movie. And he said, okay, great. And so it started from there. It was just very quick and spontaneous. But I was just, I just loved the feeling, how it made me feel. You know, it was very old fashioned in its way. It was like a Valentine. And I love that about it.
You're looking on the screen at some of the most famous people on the planet. And you're also looking at some people who you may not know as well, but they are just remarkable in this. And one of the joys of watching this show is seeing this relatively new talent. I want to, Joellen Pellman, tell me a little bit about yourself and why this story resonates with you.
Sure. So thank you, Jess. Hi, everyone. So I'm Joellen, and I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I have a strong connection to the Midwest and Indiana. That's actually where I am right now, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I studied musical theater in college, and I was a huge theater kid growing up. And this is just, I am such a lover of the craft of musical theater. And I saw the show on Broadway with my mom, and it is so personal to me because I'm queer and I came out in high school also in the Midwest, and it's a wild experience. And so being able to tell this story with this cast is quite literally my dream come true.
You do a great job, and congratulations. And I think it must be really difficult to walk onto a set and you're being directed by Ryan Murphy, and you're doing scenes with these people, and you somehow just, you know, plowed through it and did an amazing job and totally hold your own.
Thank you so much. It was, you know, like truly every day on set was the best day of my life, and learning from these people who I have looked up to for, it feels like, for so long, and learning from them, like as artists, but also as people, like every single person in this cast is so kind and generous with their time. And I don't think I have ever laughed as hard as I did when we all filmed together. They are wonderful people.
Ariana DeBose, you also feel like a great discovery on this, although you've actually had a tremendous amount of experience in musicals. You were in the original cast of Hamilton. You're going to be in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. Tell me about your experience and what it feels like for a story like this to be showing all over the world on Netflix.
Well, yes, thank you for saying all those nice things. I really appreciate that, Jess. I saw The Prom 3 times on Broadway, and every time I laughed harder, I cried harder. I was just more and more moved by everything I saw and everything I witnessed. And Ryan's right in his observations. There were so many different types of people in that audience. I particularly noticed so many young girls, and lots of young girls of color, actually. And so when this opportunity came to me, I really thought about it, and I went after it because I know how important it is to see yourself reflected on a screen, because if you can see it, then you can believe that you can do it. And I wanted to be a part of telling this story. And also, it was the first time I'd ever seen anything close to even potentially my experience on a Broadway stage. So yeah, I cried a lot when I saw it. Still blubbering. I cry now. I'm sweating now. It's going well. That's ultimately why I was so honored when Ryan asked me to do this, and the experience of doing it with all of these incredible people. Just like Joellen said, it's like we've looked up to every single one of them for such a long time, and to have the experience of making work with them and laughing with them and realizing that they're human just like us, and they're kind and they're normal and emotional and funny. Like, it was so heartening to have this be the first one of hopefully many experiences for me. So I treasure it very much.
Well, I wish I could sit here and monopolize you all. However, we have a lot of people here for the press conference. We're gonna open it up to questions. Everybody from the press, please enter your questions in the chat function and let us know where you're from. And we're jumping ahead to the questions now, because I want to get to as many of your questions as possible. I'm going to start. I already have a couple of questions up here. And we have this from Courtney Howard. How well did y'all take to the choreography, and were there any mishaps? I feel like that's a question for Meryl Streep.
I don't know why.
So we just want to hear from you. That's it.
Well,
I'm the oldest person in the cast, and I have the most dancing, which didn't make sense to me. I thought, well, when I saw the show, which I had not seen before Ryan called and said, do you want to maybe look at this project? And I went to the theater, and I hadn't seen it because I thought, well, I'll go next week. I went to the theater and found out that it was closing. And I couldn't believe it was closing because it was absolutely packed. People, I honestly never heard a reaction like that in the theater. People were standing on their chairs, on their seats at the curtain call. I mean, screaming and crying and laughing. And anyway, but I noticed that the leading lady didn't do a lot of dancing. So I was very encouraged to say, and then, you know, all hell broke loose when I got to Los Angeles and they laid out for me what it was. So it was a lot of dancing, and I was, I got in shape, you know, it's a lot of stamina, and man, it was hard work, but it was really, really fun.
We have this question from, from Olivia Fahey. For Keegan-Michael Key, how nervous were you when the day came and you had to kiss Miss Meryl Streep?
How nervous was I? I was nervous, let's say this, I was nervous with anticipation, with happy, and then it was, I'll say this, Ryan's a lovely and kind person because he doesn't make you do it first. Right. So Meryl and I had an opportunity to work with we did most of our scenes together before that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
We had a lot of time to get to know each other and spend time with each other and be comfortable with each other. Yeah. But it was nervous in that it was exhilarating. So, I mean, that's not a thing when you're a kid in theater school, you know, and you're 22 years old. If your future self came back and said, I just want you to know that in 2020, you're going to be kissing Meryl Streep. You're going to be Meryl Streep's love interest in a movie. You'd just be like, get out of here, lying demon. You're not real. I can't be real. So it was exhilarating. I'm just going to be honest. It was exhilarating. And I was waiting for it the entire shoot. And I had an entire tin of Altoids, an entire and when you eat them all at once, Jess, they're not curiously strong, they're just strong. But I hope it was wonderful.
This is from Courtney Howard. Tell us about learning all the choreography for this project, especially in those costumes. And I'll start with Nicole on that one.
We arrived at the rehearsals. We actually had 6 weeks rehearsal before. It was six, wasn't it, guys? Or was it four? But it was a long, long time. These days, a lot of times the rehearsal period just gets shoved aside. But we came in and we diligently just rehearsed. And because I was doing Fosse, I came in thinking, oh yeah, I can do this. It was terrifying because the Fosse dancing is so specific, but I had this amazing group of dancers that just trained me with the patience of saints, and actually it was really fun as well. I remember seeing Meryl do her first number on sort of the first week and just going, oh my god, this is so, so good. So, and she knows, I just looked at her, what, you can do that too?
I know that Ryan, you set up like a musical boot camp for everybody, right?
It kind of was that, yeah. You know, we took over a very large space at Paramount Pictures, and we rehearsed and we trained as much as we could. And that was one of the great things, because usually there's not a lot of rehearsals when you're doing film or television, but this, we had built it into the schedule. And it's, I think when you're making a musical, it's where the cast bonds, you know, and they kind of did become like a Broadway troupe. It was interesting. And everybody cheered each other on, and there were injuries and ice, and, you know, it became a very great bonding experience, and everybody was free to try things. It was cool.
This next question is from Michael from Poland. Do you feel that culture can educate people and spark a social change? And I'll let the, I don't know, maybe we call her the villain of this piece, and that is Kerry Washington.
I am
a little bit villainy.
I get to be, it's really fun to be the bigot in this one. do I think that art can spark cultural change? Is that what was that the question?
Yeah, can pop culture educate people and spark a social change?
I think so. I think, you know, I was talking about this with some friends recently, because I, you know, there's all the talk about like how as a culture we have to sort of heal right now. And this friend of mine was saying, like, we all need to be sitting in meditation and sort of getting in touch with that better part of ourselves. And I said to her, you know, I think for a lot of people, where they sit in the dark and have transformative thoughts is in movie theaters or in their living room watching TV. Like, that's the stillness that I think so many of us engage in, is when we sit and we watch these stories that aren't just the ones that play in our mind, but they're the stories that inform us of who we are as a society and a culture. And we get these moments to look at these characters and say, like, oh, I see myself, to Ariana's point earlier, like, I really see myself there, or I see who I don't want to be, maybe in the case of Mrs. Green. And we get to sort of get in touch with our humanity and who we are, who we want to be, who we don't want to be. I think it's powerful. It's not the only way to make change. You know, we need people in the streets, we need people voting, we need people writing legislature, like, we need all of that. But I do think art has a place in the conversation, and because it gets to our hearts, it's so, so powerful. This story is such a powerful story about acceptance and just like the power to create community where you need it. And that when you fight for your own belonging, you create belonging for other people. It's just, it's such a beautiful, powerful story. And I'm happy to be the bad guy to try to get in the way and be unsuccessful.
And what I also love and appreciate this is, I mean, even very young kids, and I know that this was a conscious choice and some things were, you know, cleaned up from the show, mm-hmm. families can watch this together. And you can only imagine the impact that that's going to have on a lot of families. And I'm really grateful for that. This is from Brian Lloyd in Ireland. Any of the cast have any embarrassing stories from their own prom? And I feel like James Corden needs to take that first, although I don't know if they have proms in Britain.
We don't. I mean, I've got a multitude of embarrassing stories, but none of them are connected to a prom. We don't have the prom in Britain, so it was never really a thing for me at all. But I know that Andrew Rannells has got some absolute cracking stories.
That was my next question. You know, there's a bad one there.
Really, I took I went to an all boys Catholic school, and I took an older woman to my prom. She was 20. And the difference between 17 and 20 at that age is pretty severe. And she wore like a black cocktail dress and not a prom dress. And she was just like a woman that I took to prom. And all of the priests.
That's true.
I think I was overcompensating. I wasn't fully.
Also, is she in jail now? What is going on?
Don't name names. Do not name names.
It was just sort of a, you know, kind of trashy looking gal that made me very popular for my senior.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not what, that took a turn. Not sure what to do with that one. This is Laurent from Paris, from Radio France. Meryl Streep what do you like so much in musical films? And then he adds, you're so great in all of them.
Oh, merci, Gopu. I like, you know, I think more than anything, I love the dancing. And because I'm not a dancer in my actual life, and I love the feeling that seeing people really dance. There are numbers in prom where the young people get up, and when we were in the rehearsals, they would, you know, we'd be struggling with these numbers, and then they would get up and just sort of lift the roof with their exuberance and their joy and their just vitality and love of being alive. That's a thing that it's the breakout aspect of musicals. The fact that, you know, you just, the lid comes off the pressure of your life, whatever it is, whatever your particular sadness is, it's irresistible in movie musicals when people start to dance. And the singing is great too, but that's what I love about musicals.
This is from the representative in the press here from Out on Film, James and Nicole. Can you talk about the relationship that develops between your characters and Joellen's character, Emma?
Yeah, Nicole? I mean,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, wonderful thing was that for me, Angie is able to be just incredibly kind and warm to her. And I remember when we were shooting, Ryan said, I'm going to write you another scene. And it was the scene on the bed where I talk about my life and I share that with her. And then where we're eating the ice cream together and just before the Zazz number. And I just love that there's this older woman helping this younger person through by just being there for her and saying, whatever you need from me, I'm here and I will help you. And I think, and Joellen and I shared a lot of sort of stories just sitting around on the set. And I feel like that about her as well. So it was beautiful to be able to have that scene and therefore have that sort of journey together through it. And watching both Ariana and Joellen sort of just take a huge bite out of the screen like this. They came on set and as much as they say, they were like, oh my gosh, all of us, they just stepped in and owned it from the word go. I was so intimidated when I watched them sing and dance. I was like, help me, girls, help me.
James, I love that. I love the relationship also with Barry and Emma. It's so sweet.
Yeah, I think it's a really lovely relationship in the film, really, because what starts, I think, for Barry and all of the, you know, the four performers that travel from New York, what starts as, you know, let's be honest, quite a sort of cynical, self-serving escapade in a way, I think for Barry, as soon as he sees Emma, he sees himself in her completely. And I think part of him wishes he'd had somebody like him around in those times and those moments. And I mean, I remember those scenes so vividly. I remember the first time before we started shooting, we actually went to the location to rehearse the scene where Emma says to Barry that she'd like him to go to the prom with her. And I remember saying to Joellen, and I remember saying, I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling people that I was in Joellen Pellman's first ever film. And they'll go, no, you weren't. And I'll go, yeah. And I'll say, Meryl Streep was in it. And they'll go, oh, but that's yeah, I was blown away by her. I was blown away by Joellen in pretty much every scene that we were in. I really felt like I was watching the start of a career that I just thought, well, here's an actress I'm going to watch for the rest of my life. I will see her on stage. I will see her on screen. I will see her in TV shows. It's just, there's just no doubt in my mind that if she wants any of those things to happen, you know, I was so taken in every moment that I was in scenes with her. I found it incredibly uplifting, actually.
This is a question for Meryl from Ulrike from Germany, but I want to ask more of you this. Were you a Ryan Murphy fan before doing this?
Oh, Lord.
And what is your favorite Ryan Murphy show?
No, I protest.
Well, yes, I was a Ryan Murphy fan, but I was also terrified of Ryan Murphy because of American Horror Story. I mean, I was pulled to it as in its scariness, and it was beautiful, horrible, grotesque, and something very, very true. So I knew he had a sharp eye for what's really scary and true in life. But I mean, I also loved the OJ piece. There's a lot of stuff in Glee, but I have to say I was unprepared for the joy he brings to the work, and the love and the size of that. I loved this experience making this film. I feel like the same as James, that we were in on the birth of two gigantic careers with Ariana and Joanna, and I mean, Joellen. And I feel like I'm an asshole. How could I make that? You know, I have Joanna downstairs in my kitchen, my friend. But I just, I was unprepared for just the big hearted gesture of this piece. It's how attached he is to trying to get the truth of something, but he's unafraid of the great big gesture. And that's what this is. It's just a big embrace, and boy, do we need it right at this time of the world. So
I can retire now.
Wow. Agree with me. I could speak Ulrike for everyone on this one.
Very kind. Thank you. I mean, that's amazing to hear. I mean, my experience with all of these people, you know, they've all been on my, you know, Ariana and Joellen were new to me, but everybody else was on my bucket list. So the very idea that you go after people that you've watched and loved and you ask them to the dance and they say yes was, you know, an amazing experience. I think Meryl's right. We all approach this with so much love. We loved making it. Mm-hmm. And I felt that when we were making it, we were excited for people to see it, because like Meryl says, I think we need the message of the movie right now, the joy of it and the escapism mm-hmm. of it.
I want to thank you all. They're telling me it's time to wrap up. I know you've got all a very busy day ahead of you. Ryan Murphy, Ariana DeBose, Joellen Pellman, Andrew Rannells, Keegan-Michael Key, Kerry Washington, Nicole Kidman, James Corden, and Meryl Streep. I want to thank you and congratulate you. This is such a fun movie. I love, Ryan, that you did justice and all of you did justice to that show. And I think it's you know, one of those things that's so incredibly entertaining, and also the kind of thing that really will change lives as families watch it together over the holidays. So thank you, and thank you everybody in the press.
Joellen. It's Joellen. You said it.
Did I say it too?
Yes.
Joellen Pellman.
Yeah.
Say it three times. Joellen okay. Pellman. Joellen okay. Pellman.
It rhymes. Pellman. If you think about it, it rhymes.
If you say it three times, she appears. Anyway, and she's okay. Great. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess, very much. Thanks, everyone. We'll